sunshine throughout the day on Thursday, high in the mid-60s. On Friday, partly cloudy skies with rain on again, off again throughout part of the afternoon. Highs expected to reach in the upper 60s. Right now, cloudy skies, 54 here in downtown Cynthiana. And good Wednesday morning to you. It is time for Coffee Break Extra, being brought to you today by the Ross Opera House, Harrison Memorial Hospital, Smith Insurers, and Ewald Jewelers on Main. And with that, we say good morning to our host, Mr. James Smith.
Good morning.
Hello, Robert. Sir.
How are you? This kind of cool morning, not...
It's 54.
Not extremely cold, but...
It's spring. Well, going to get up in the mid-60s today?
Yeah. It's not a bad day.
No. The sun's supposed to come out this afternoon. It'll be a big day.
Well, it's National Administrative Professionals Day.
Is it? So.
Yeah. And I would say our guest would qualify in her role as Executive Director of the Cynthiana Main Street Program.
I think so.
So, Stephanie Burden, happy National Administrative Professionals Day.
Thank you.
Would you consider yourself an administrative professional?
Yes.
Yeah, I would think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I would think it would fall under there.
There's some administration parts of your
Lots of paperwork.
Yeah.
So should someone send her flowers?
That qualifies.
Yeah, someone should send you flowers.
That's right. They should.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This is the fourth Wednesday
fourth
that you
Wednesday.
Do every month?
Yes.
And so welcome. It's a little early this month, it seems, because of the way the calendar
yes.
falls, because there's still a fifth Wednesday in
yes.
in April. So, but welcome. Y'all just had a big cleanup day, Cynthia Main Street Cleanup Day. Tell
we
us how it
did.
Went and your interesting find.
Yes. So we, every year, I'm trying to think back, this was maybe the sixth year that we've partnered with Bluegrass Green Source out of Lexington to host a community cleanup day on Earth Day. So Monday was Earth Day, in case anyone missed that. And we had 15 volunteers join us downtown to just do a clean sweep of downtown, pick up trash. And of the 15 volunteers, we collected 21 bags of trash and debris.
Wow.
So we found a chair, we found cardboard boxes, lots and lots of cigarette butts, cups, cans, yeah. you name it. And then we also found a chicken downtown.
A chicken. And I've got to say, it was a live chicken.
It was a live chicken.
Okay.
Yes. So one of the more interesting things that we found downtown.
Right.
Yes. We had, when we clean up downtown, we kind of, whoever comes to volunteer, we just kind of split them up into groups and everyone kind of takes a section. So the volunteers that were down South Main Street close to the Pocket Park just were walking down the sidewalk and happened to look over and there was a chicken down in one of the grates, like window grates. And at first they thought maybe it was somebody's pet.
Right.
But after further investigation, of course, Commissioner Isaac Daly was one of the volunteers that came, so they came and recruited Isaac to get the chicken. And after he got it,
does Isaac have chicken experience?
He does now.
He does now.
He was a good caretaker for the chicken.
Because see, I grew up in the country, but we never had chicken, so I would have no idea how to catch a chicken.
Yes, I'm not real fond of chickens, so Isaac kind of took charge of the chicken situation. And, of course, after he retrieved it, it was injured. It was missing a toe and had a kind of a gash on its back, kind of right wing area. So it was injured. And luckily, we have options here in Cynthia and Harrison County for injured wildlife.
Right.
So one of the volunteers reached out to, I think it's Grit and Grace is the name of it.
Yep.
And one of our board members actually took the chicken out there and they rescued it for us.
Okay.
So, and they did post it on Facebook. So if anybody wants a chicken
or
wants to take
chicken.
This one in, yes, I know they've treated it with antibiotics and some other things and we're looking to rehome it. So
okay.
If you have experience in chickens or would like an injured chicken,
right,
reach out to them.
Well, you know, I've learned a little bit about chickens because my son had a few chickens for a little bit. I thought a chicken was a chicken. But there are so many different varieties of chickens. It's like dogs. You know, a dog is just not a dog. You know, you got German Shepherds and
all kinds.
Poodles and all these other kinds. Yeah. There's as many varieties of chicken as there are dogs or anything else. And I you know, I thought, well, chicken's
I don't
a
know
chicken.
What kind of chicken this was, so, but
so I'm sure someone would.
Yes, they
especially
would.
Especially if they raise chickens.
Yes. So that was an interesting find for our cleanup day.
Yeah. Well, Cynthia's looking good.
It is.
I mean, really looking, and it's looking, it was looking good before you had your cleanup day.
It was.
And you still found 21 bags of, you know, debris.
Yes.
Trash. Cigarette butts.
Yes. We could have a few bags of cigarette butts if we focused only on those.
Yep.
But, you know, we've been doing this for several years. And when we first started, we were getting like a truckload of trash bags, like 40, 50 bags of trash and big trash items, too, where people would just like clean out their cars and leave their to-go containers in the parking lot. And so we've come a long way. So over the years, you know, we can see a difference at these cleanup days and the decrease in trash, which is good.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Yep.
So we were very surprised at how well downtown was on Monday night, how clean. And, of course, part of that goes to the street sweeper.
Right.
Keeping things, small things off the streets. So.
Right. And they use that regularly. I know we were trying at one time to have one day a month where it cleaned downtown, but I've seen them downtown more often than just one time a month.
Yes. Yep. So I have too.
Whenever they get a chance, they come down. So looking forward for Cynthia Main Street, what's, you know?
That's the, so our cleanup day was our big event to kick off spring, and I will announce that our public restroom facility is now open. So
it's been de-winterized.
It has been de-winterized. So hopefully the weather is now cooperating with us and we don't have any mishaps with frozen water pipes. But yes, so we opened that on Friday and we wanted to, you know, kick kind of Earth Day off and have downtown cleaned and everything reopened for that. So the restroom facility is open. I know we get a lot of calls and people want to know if it's unlocked or when they can use it.
Right.
So it is open during all of our downtown business hours, downtown events.
Right.
So I did want to make that announcement.
Well, speaking of, you know, downtown events and stuff like that, it kind of May kicks that
it does
off when people are doing downtown events. And I don't know them all. I mean, the chamber does some. I think there's a yard sale coming up downtown around the courthouse pretty soon. You know,
yes.
I don't have the date of that, but sometimes almost every weekend there's something going on downtown.
There is, yes. There's lots of individuals that are hosting things now downtown, and I don't have a list of those. Most of the time I find out, you know, through
on
social
Facebook.
Media. Yep. I'm like, oh, there's an event coming up this weekend. So I don't really know about those either,
right.
Which I wish I did just so that I could help, you know, spread the word. But a lot of times I don't know those things are happening until they are happening,
right.
Until they're here.
Yeah.
But I do want to mention the Pocket Park. Of course, we do not close that during the winter months, but I do want to remind everybody with warmer weather coming to enjoy the Pocket Park. Come have your lunch there, dinner in the evenings, because it is also a public park, public space, and it is unlocked.
Right.
So while we keep the gates shut, the doors to the gates are closed, it is a fenced-in area, but it is unlocked.
Right.
So I know we get lots of calls and messages. People want to use it or want to know the hours for it. So please come utilize the park, too.
Yeah, and it's got a stage down there.
It does.
A covered stage, so if you want to host an event or...
Yes. There's electricity, there's lights, so it's the perfect setup.
Oh, yeah.
There's tables and chairs for 32, so there's 32 seats. So for a little small event, it's nice.
Yeah.
So make plans to use that this summer.
Yeah. Music concerts. Be a great place for a poetry slam or poetry reading or whatever they're calling those now.
Yes.
Or, you know, I know the library has used it for various things.
They have, yes. And I know we've had some weddings there on the stage.
Yep.
quite a few of those over the last couple of years. But yeah, I mean, we've had people host a birthday party there. They've brought in pizza and their cake, and not a lot of activity for the kids, but it is a nice enclosed, safe space to,
right,
you know, get out and enjoy downtown.
Yep. All right.
So, want to make sure I mentioned that. I'm trying to think of what else we have coming up. So this is our program's 10th anniversary.
2024 is.
2024, yes. So Cynthia and Main Street was formed in 2014. And throughout this year, starting, I think we were actually formed in August, was our official anniversary date. But throughout the summer, we're going to be doing things geared toward the 10th anniversary. We have new brochures we're printing. We're going to have T-shirts to commemorate our 10th anniversary, which are going to be really cool. So lots of things that are going to tie in to our 10th year.
Cool, cool. Now, how many, I asked you this last month, how many empty storefronts are downtown? I know one of them's getting filled today.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So now let me
take that one off your list.
Let me recount. Maybe just two spaces.
Okay.
That I can recall.
That's amazing for a town our size.
It is.
And for the number of storefronts. Most towns our size, I have to say this, don't have as many storefronts as we do.
That's right.
If you look at other cities, it's 6,000. Their downtowns are a lot smaller than Cynthiana. Cynthiana has a very large downtown footprint for a city of just 6,000 people.
We do.
And it's almost, you know, 95% full.
Yes.
So that's...
very good.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So, and I know you work hard all throughout the year. People will contact you looking for a space, and you will send them to where the empty buildings are.
I do, yes. So we want all of these spaces full. I know there's still a couple of buildings for sale downtown. So if you're looking for an investment property, you know, we do have some buildings for sale. So keep that in mind, too. If you're not just a business owner but an investor, want to help make downtown
make it better.
Better, yes. Yeah. There are some properties that are for sale that we need some investors to come by and invest back in downtown.
Right.
So if you're listening, please come by those buildings and help keep moving us forward.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, what else are we going to talk about, Stephanie? I know your board is always looking for volunteers. You've got four committees. So why don't we talk real quickly about the four committees that you have, in case there's somebody out there who may be interested in one of them.
Yes. So we have our design committee, which is focusing on the downtown beautification project. So the flowers, the trees, hanging baskets, benches, trash cans, anything with beautification, the whole overall design and cohesiveness of downtown, the appearance part. So if you have any suggestions or ideas pertaining to that, reach out to us for the design committee. We also have economic vitality, which is the committee that oversees our grant program. So we do offer a downtown grant for building owners to improve their buildings. So that will be coming available in June. So if you are a building owner, that is something we offer once a year. So the application process starts in June. We also do a permanent sign incentive because per our downtown ordinance, you're not supposed to have banners, like the temporary banner signs, up for longer than 2 weeks. So if you're a business that's still advertising on your storefront with a banner, you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
And Main Street we do have a grant that covers up to $200 of a permanent sign.
Okay.
So reach out to us for that. And the Economic Vitality Committee oversees, you know, the grants and things along those lines. We also have our organization committee, which is our fundraising committee. So they assist with new fundraisers, coming up with ideas for fundraisers, our ornaments, overseeing our volunteers, volunteer appreciation.
Have you picked the Christmas ornament yet for
this
year?
We
have not.
But we have to do that very
soon. So if somebody's out there and has an idea.
Yes. We need an
Now's
idea.
Now's the time, because I imagine you have to have those pretty
yes,
early.
Yes, we like to order those by sometime in May, because it's a pretty long process, about 13 to 17 week turnaround time for those ornaments.
And oh, there's the music. I was going to ask you which buildings you've done so people can suggest.
We'll do that.
You know, something else when we come back.
Yes, okay. That's a good idea. We need suggestions.
So everybody put your thinking caps on. This is the Cynthiana Main Street Christmas ornament. They feature a different building every year. So we'll talk about the ones we have done. And so you all be ready to suggest ones that we can do this year. We'll be right back.
Breathe easier, Central Kentucky. The healthcare professionals of Harrison Memorial Hospital want you to know that world-class detection and treatment of lung disease is here. Not only do they offer the only full-time pulmonologist in the local area, but HMH also provides low-dose lung screenings to detect cancer in its earliest stages. Should lung cancer be detected, pulmonologist Dr. Srinad Anangi is here to diagnose. Dr. Anangi and the staff also treat other chronic lung disorders, such as asthma and emphysema. And Harrison Memorial Hospital has been designated a lung cancer screening center by the American College of Radiology. As one of only five hospitals in Kentucky to earn a five-star quality rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they provide medical treatment based on what you need. Harrison Memorial Hospital. Now that's what we call a breath of fresh air.
Ewalt Jewelers on Main. Now we could talk carat weight, clarity, color, and cut, but the important thing is if you have someone special that you want something special for, you need to see Steve Ewalt. Whether it's holidays, special occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding gifts, Steve will help you find the perfect gift. Watch, clock, and jewelry repairs. You can resize, remount, or change your stone settings. Quality merchandise, repairs, and awesome service combined with a name you can trust. Ewalt Jewelers on Main. Phone 234-3741.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call Tolu, Becky, or Joseph at Smith Insures, 234-3641.
If you have a guest or topic that you would like to hear on Coffee Break Extra, please call 234-1400. And now, back to today's program.
Hey, welcome back to Coffee Break Extra.
You're not going to know because I wouldn't know this, but she's popular. She has her own television shows, had a lot of hits. I bet Stephanie knows who this is.
It is.
That's who I was going to say. I couldn't get the name out. I could picture her when he said she has her own TV show. Uh-huh. I was like, yeah.
Yep. Turns 42 today.
Gosh, a young person.
42? That's my age.
A young person, as it I is. Said. You know, I was 45 when I was elected mayor. I was a young person.
You still are.
I don't feel young anymore.
Anyway, she turns 42 today.
All right. Happy birthday. Any other?
I usually
have a list of them. I do know it's Shelly and Shannon's birthday.
It is.
Shelly Meyer and Shannon Farrell. You know, yeah. I typically don't, you know, say birthdays unless they're celebrities, but they're sort of celebrities here.
And they're on the show.
Yeah, celebrities.
Everything.
And they're on the show.
They're regular guests of mine. I think one's coming in tomorrow.
Yeah. So we look forward. So happy birthday to them. Hopefully they'll have a good day today.
All right, Stephanie. We were talking about your Christmas ornament fundraiser.
Let's back off.
But Edward's not going to let me talk about it.
Not because it's after the break, and you would think the owner of the Raw Software House would like to talk about the Raw Software House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's okay.
Godzilla X Kong, the new empire, is playing this weekend. Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 4.
And I think this is another sequel. You don't have to see the others.
Yeah, I think so. And if you have Apple TV, there's a whole series called Monarch or something like that that ties in the monster, the Godzilla Kong monster universe.
How many Godzilla and Kong movies have there been?
I don't know.
Not just in this group, but just overall.
I don't know. I know there's been several Kong movies, remakes, and Godzilla was really popular in the 50s and 60s.
I remember there being a cartoon for Godzilla.
There was. I still remember the theme song.
Do you?
Up from the depths, 30 stories high, breathing fire.
Yeah.
Godzilla!
I think it was on NBC. I don't know. I don't remember the song. I remember the show. But anyway, they're going to be at the Ross Opera House this weekend.
Yeah. And then, you know, we're selling tickets pretty fast for our sketch comedy show coming up, The Complete History of Cynthiana Abridged. Make sure you get tickets for that. That's going to be a hilarious, funny show.
Coming in
Is
May.
That kid-friendly?
It's pretty much kid-friendly. Okay. It's probably PG.
Okay.
Yeah. Little kids would probably not get the humor. So I wouldn't advise it for little kids, but, you know, middle school, high school age, they'll.
But if you want to buy a ticket, go ahead. just kidding. Yeah, no, that's coming in May. RossOperaHouse.com is the place to go.
Yep. That's it. So there you go. All right. Now we'll get to your Christmas ornaments. And, you know, people may think it's strange that we're talking about Christmas ornaments, you know, in April, but you have to have the order in by May to get them.
That's right.
So you have to pick a place. And
yes.
So what have you done?
So we have done the courthouse, which was the first one. Now I have to try to rack my brain here to remember all these. Should have done that during the break. The courthouse.
The Ross Opera House.
Ross Opera House. The City Hall Fire Department was one of them. We also did the hospital.
The high school.
We did the John Hunt Morgan Bridge, bridge.
The covered bridge, the old covered bridge.
And then we did a reprint of the courthouse. Yes. So this will be the eighth year.
So yes, those are the
seven different ones we've done.
We need another one.
That's right.
To do. And these are like 3D.
They are.
Ceramic.
Yes.
Ornaments.
Yes. Very detailed. Yep. Yes.
So.
And they're not just like Christmas ornaments. They don't have like a Christmas theme to them. They come, you know, you can hang them as an ornament or they come with a stand so you can use them as a table setter and keep them out year round. So they're really nice. We always have two little girls, which is Cynthia and Anna, in the ornament. So for our listeners that haven't seen those, they're really cool. But, yes, we do need ideas for.
Oh, there's two. Have come in
already? Yeah.
One says the library. Okay. And one says the Cynthiana Museum. Both of those are very good choices.
Very good.
I'm going to throw one out. Place that I grew up. At the cabin.
The old log cabin?
Yeah, we've not done that yet.
So,
yeah.
The old log cabin.
So three good choices.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. So there you have. Had you been thinking about any of those?
No. Well, actually, the museum might have been brought up at one of the meetings.
Okay. And this is one of the committees that takes care of that, because we were talking about the committees.
Yes, the organization committee, because the ornaments are a fundraiser. The sale of those are a fundraiser for the program.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, we left off one committee when we were whizzing through those. The promotions committee is our fourth committee. So if you have event ideas, ways to promote our local businesses, any way to promote downtown, to bring more enthusiasm or awareness to the program, that's our promotions committee.
Right. Okay.
So if you have ideas, reach out to us for that.
And I know you guys do fall open houses and spring open houses. Mm-hmm. And then you do kind of shopping.
Yes.
You do the skeleton scavenger hunt.
We do a sun scavenger hunt. We do a skeleton scavenger hunt. We did an elf scavenger hunt for the holiday season. We also, trying to think of other promotional items. We have the downtown dollars, which are under the promotion committee because, you know, we sell the downtown dollars to promote our downtown businesses and spending local.
Right.
So that also falls under the promotions committee.
Okay. Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another actually two other suggestions came in. Poindexter Lumber Building. That's kind of an iconic building here. And then the log cabin mentioned again.
Yep.
So.
All right. Those are good ideas.
Yep. You know, they don't. Have you done the train depot, even though it's not here? I know you did the covered bridge.
Right. The train's what we did last year.
Did we do the train depot last year?
Yes.
So we've done eight.
Yes.
This will
I missed
be the
one.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, we've done train depot.
Yep, the train depot.
So it doesn't have to
one.
Be a building that's still here.
That's right. Yes.
It could be one from our history.
That's right. Yeah. Can't believe I missed the train depot. That was
that was last year.
Yeah, that was just a few months ago.
Yeah. Now, if somebody is out there thinking, even though it's April, thinking, hey, you know, I missed these, they're still available for sale at the city office.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we still have a few of those ornaments left. I think we are sold out of a couple of the styles because we only, with the exception of the courthouse, we only order so many, and once they're gone, they're gone. We're not doing reprints. So it is kind of a collector's item,
right,
you know, to get the full set. But those, you can purchase these at the city office and at Flower Depot.
Okay.
Or reach out to me and I can meet you at the Main Street office or, you know, make other arrangements to get them, to get the ornaments to you.
Okay. Yeah. Looking forward, though, through the summer and past the summer, one of your biggest fundraisers is the farm-to-table dinner.
It is.
You all started thinking about that.
We have. So we've actually had a couple of meetings about farm-to-table, trying to hash out some new details to make it bigger and better this year since this is our 10th anniversary for the program. But the date is September 13th.
September 13th.
So we've always held it on the second Friday in September. So we are staying, you know, with that date for all of our supporters that have come every year. They, you know, they know it's the second Friday in September, so they make plans for that, which does fall on Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
Yes. I don't think we'll have a spooky theme.
You won't have a spooky theme?
No. Although that would be kind of cool.
That would fit right in with our fall.
It would. But yes, September 13th, and I don't want to release too many details yet because nothing is finalized, but we are thinking the theme this year is going to be bourbon. So for all the farm-to-table followers, you know, each year there's a theme. Last year it was honey, so the meal, the decorations, everything pertaining to that event, you know, goes along with the theme. So last year it was honey. The year before that it was apples.
Okay.
So all the food had apples incorporated or honey incorporated, the decorations. This year, the committee's leaning toward bourbon because September is bourbon month.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I can see some bourbon glaze on something.
Yeah. Yes. So it's not going to be overpowering. And
right. Well, you've got a good.
Not going to have to drink bourbon. but it will just kind of be the general theme for the meal. So
okay.
So save that date, September 13th.
Put it in your calendars now.
Yes, because summer will zoom by.
Yep, it will be. All right.
And then stay tuned. We'll be releasing. We don't have final plans yet for our anniversary celebration, but we have some cool things in the works, you know, to release about the program and to do some community engagement and community appreciation for our 10th anniversary. So
right. Well, remind people we do you're a certified Main Street program, which is a state and a national certification.
That's right, yes.
For our program.
We
and
are.
One of only how many in the
25.
State? 25. One of only 25.
Yes. And I will say, if you are in town on May 15th, which is a Wednesday, I believe, we have a group coming to town to film a commercial. So Cynthia and Main Street was chosen as one of three Main Street communities to be in a tourism commercial.
Yay.
So we have a filming crew coming downtown. So if you're in town on May 15th, I won't be back on the radio before then, but we need people downtown shopping and enjoying our restaurants and our retail stores while they're filming. So,
well, since you only come on the radio once a month, the best way to stay up is to follow you on Facebook. You all have a Facebook page.
We do, yes.
Look for them on Facebook, follow, and like. Like and follow. I forget all the...
All the buttons you have to
push. All the buttons you have to push. But if you follow, you'll see the announcements and stuff in
That's
your news feed.
Yes.
So... All right.
Well, that's a Wednesday, by the way.
That's a Wednesday.
Yeah, the 15th.
Yep. You know, that says a whole lot about how far Cynthiana's come in the last mm-hmm. 10 years since, you know, yes. you've had the program. 10 years ago, you know, no one would have ever come to Cynthiana to film a commercial or a movie.